Nabiktima na ba ho kayo? Nabiktima na ba kayo ng movie spoilers? Ako nabiktima na. Last year, or a few years ago, may movie ako na inaabang-abangan. Super excited ako sa movie na ito. Ilang taong ko inaantay ito dahil babasa ko ito sa comics, may igaw sa comics, napapanood ko sa cartoons, at ngayon nakikita ko yung live action. And sobrang excited ko, talaga nananabik na po ako. Kinikwento ko kay Diane, pine-prepare ko siya sa mga pwede niyang makita. Kahit minsan, nabang nakikwento ko, nakita ko tulog na siya. Okay. Pero nung time na yon, sa sobrang excitement ko, meron lang akong mga matitinong kaibigan na lumapit sa akin one day. At napag-usapan namin yung parating na palabas na ito. And ang masakit ho dito, kinuwento nila sa akin yung posibleng pwedeng mangyari sa movie na ito. So kinuwento nila na eto mamamatay si ganyan, eto mamamatay si ganyan. At pinahinto ko na sila. For a few seconds na binitawan nilang mga sentences, they gave a very short summary of what it could happen. Para sa akin, isang malaking spoilers na ito. So, lumabas na yung movie. Throughout the movie, medyo naiinis ako dahil wala akong marinig kung hindi yung spoiler na naririnig ko. Naku, ang ganda man, kaso baka mamatay ito. Alam mo, ma'am. And true to it, end ng movie, namatay nga lahat. So, in a way, hindi ho nakatulong yung spoiler na yon. Similarly, Paul did a short summary of the book before niya sinulat, yung Book of Romans. Pinalabas muna niya yung, bago niya pinalabas yung details ng libro, he wrote a short summary ng kabuuan ng passage na ito. Itong short summary na ito did not discourage yung kanyang mga readers. But a matter of fact, that sa short summary niya ng pag-aaral na ito, it encouraged the believers sa Rome. Now, itong two verses na binasa ni Ate Lenny kanina is a summary of the entire epistle of Rome, of Romans. You can summarize the entire book of Romans of verses 16 at saka 17. In these two verses, Paul tells us what he is going to be talking about for the next 16 chapters. In short, yung verse 16 at 17 is a snapshot of the coming chapters to come. Okay? Lahat ng mga susundan ng verses 16 to 17 is just an elaboration ng dalawang verses na ito. These two verses also is a continuation at saka conclusion ng napakahabang greetings na ito. Like we said, yung chapter 1, verses 1 to 17 is the longest greetings na sinulat ni Paul sa mga churches na sinulatan niya. Okay? So, what can we learn from these two verses? Well, what we can learn from them is this. We can learn that true Christians are not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the saving power of God in which He reveals His righteousness. True Christians are not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the saving power of God in which He reveals His righteousness. We have three headings sa ating two short verses na ito. Number one, the people of the gospel. Verses 16a, ang mga tao ng ebanghelyo. Number two, the power of the gospel. Verse 16b, o ang kapangyarihan ng ebanghelyo. And number three, the purpose of the gospel. Verse 17, ang layunin ng ebanghelyo. Puntahan natin yung unang part. The people of the gospel, or ang mga tao ng ebanghelyo. Tingnan nyo yung verse 16. Yung unang part ng verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Sa opening letter ni Paul sa Romans, the word gospel is repeated 5 times. At ito yung instance na ika-apat na beses na niya nabanggit. Okay? If we are to look backwards a few verses, makikita na natin yung verses 14 hanggang 15, yung eagerness niya na ma-share ng gospel yung mga taga-Rome. Kung titingnan niyo yung verse 14 and 15, talagang super eager siya na ma-share sila. Sa mga taro, lahat ng klaseng lahi, gusto niya sharean yung mga lahat ng klaseng lahi, lahat ng mga klaseng tao from different walks of life. Gusto niya sharean yung both Christian at saka non-Christian. Ganoon na lang yung kanyang enthusiasm, ganoon na lang yung kanyang eagerness. Kaya he boldly declared that he was not ashamed of the gospel. May dahilan kaya kung bakit kailangan ikaya ang gospel? Meron kaya? Actually, meron po. Hindi sasabihin ni Paul yan kung hindi minsan pa ay nararamdaman niya yung konting kahihiyan sa pag-share ng gospel, hindi po ba? O kaya naman, o napapansin niya sa mga Kristiyano ang pagiging mahiyain pagdating ho sa pag-share ng gospel. May mga deep social and cultural reasons kung bakit ang Christians in this context, including si Paul, should have been ashamed to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, marami nagsasuggest kung bakit, and I'll give you a few of them. Some suggest that dahil ang Rome ay ang leading metropolitan center of the world, may mga Christians na nai-intimidate sa mga sopistikado, edukado, intelektual, at mga modernong mamamayan ng Rome. Okay? Kaya nai-intimidate sila mag-share ng mensahe ng Panginoon. Naiiya sila i-share ang storya ng isang Hudyong karpintero na kung saan na namatay sa cross at kinlay niya na nabuhay siya sa ikatlong araw, and from there, dineclare na niya siya ang anak ng Diyos. Kasi pag ginento mo sa mga taga-Roma, medyo this is unimpressive. Borderline, sasabihin nila, baliw to. Foolish. Remember, this is the place. Rome is the place where the bright minds in their times were born. Dito yung mga kilalang philosophers like Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, and many more. Ito yung mga great minds ng times. Dito lahat ng ganyan, mga Greece. Sa Greece, sa Roman. Sa time nila. Paul even said sa 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, "For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom." That's why na-intimidate sila mag-share. Some who have meditated itong question na to would think, now bakit kaya kailangan ipagkalat ang isang mensahe ng isang mama who was publicly shamed and executed sa Roman cross? Now bakit kailangan natin ipag-share? Remember, yung execution through crucifixion is the worst type of execution na pwedeng ibigay sa mga kriminal. It is the most humiliating. Now, bakit ko kailangan ikwento yan sa mga tao? Remember, this is Rome. Actually, medyo mahilig si Paul dito, no? Sa introduction lang niya sa chapter 1, verse 1, "I am a slave." Hindi rin dapat sinasabi yon. And from there, sinasabi niya, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." Kasi when you say the gospel, we're talking about crucifixion. Sa isang lipunan that highly valued matters of shame and honor, Paul here is making a huge statement when he said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel." Hindi niya po sinasabi ito para magpapogi lamang sa mga Kristiyano na nakasamahan niya. Or ang dating niya, para napakaangas naman at tapang ni Paul. Hindi po. Because his track record shows his eagerness to share the gospel in hard places, in difficult situations. Yan po si Apostle Paul. Now, si John MacArthur, isang pastor po sa Amerika, writes a list of Paul's rejections as he proclaimed the gospel. Babasahin ko po, and I quote him, "Paul had been imprisoned in Philippi, chased out of Thessalonica, smuggled out of Berea, laughed at in Athens, regarded as a fool in Corinth, and stoned in Galatia. But he remained eager to preach the gospel in Rome." End quote. Hindi po siya natinag, hindi rin po siya bumigay sa mga pangungutsa o pabanta ng mga tao every time nagsishare po siya ng mabuting balita. Now, bakit may temptation sa panahon ni Paul na ikahiya ang mensahe ng gospel? Dahil ang gospel, and listen to this, because the gospel is naturally foolish sa pandinig ng mga non-believers. The gospel is foolish sa mga taong hindi mananampalataya talaga. Tignan nyo sa 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. Ang sabi po ni Paul dito, "For the word of the cross is folly or foolish to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The nature of the gospel message is truly offending." The gospel message is by nature very, very offending. When Paul believed and proclaimed the gospel, it constantly stirred up people to shame him. Walang kadala-dala itong mamang ito. Every time natatayo yan at magsishare ng gospel, alam niyang pahihiyain siya. Alam niyang bubugbugin siya. Alam niyang itatabuyan siya. Alam na i-reject siya. Because itong gospel na to addresses yung sinfulness ng sin sa buhay ng tao. As a person, as a human being, kung meron mang ikaw maririnig sa labi ng ibang tao, hindi ho yung mga bagay na mga nagawa mong mali. You would rather hear things na magaganda about yourself. Yung buhok mo, di ba? Pumayat na ako ng konti. Yan mga gusto natin marinig eh. Pero yung mga maririnig na, alam mo Brad, yung ugali mo, medyo may pagkamayabang ka atan. Ay, hindi, ayaw natin madinig yan. Oh, akala mo sa sarili mo, magpupushback tayo ng hindi maganda. Sasabihin natin ang pagkahindi. But the gospel itself, when you preach it, it tells us that all of us are sinners. Sabi sa 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 26, Paul has a far more imprisonments with countless beatings and often near death. 5 times I receive at the hand of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and day I was adrift at a sea. So ito yung resulta ng faithful gospel ministry ni Paul. Mga kapatid, this is a good reminder sa atin. It is a good reminder to us when we share the gospel. People would find it foolish. People would find it boring. People will find it insufficient o hindi sapat. Kailangan may gawin ka pa. And every time you share yung gospel na yan, because siguro mahal lang nila kayo, oo na lang yan. They find no interest dito. Now, maaaring ika-reject o ikapahiya natin. Now, bakit ganoon? Bakit ganoon na lang ka-eager si Paul in sharing yung gospel na to kahit ika-reject niya? Kahit na ito ikahihiya niya? Now, look back a few verses sa verses 14 at 15. Ito po yung dahilan. Babasahin ko sa inyo. Sinabi niya, sa Bible ninyo, I am under obligation both to Greeks and to gospel, and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome. So ano po ibig sabihin po neto? Si Paul ay overwhelmed. Saan siya overwhelmed? Overwhelmed sa undeserving saving grace na pinagkaloob sa kanya ng Panginoon. He is so overwhelmed sa grace ng Panginoon sa buhay niya na naging obligasyon na niya na ipamalita ang mabuting balita sa iba't ibang klaseng tao upang matikman at makamtan din nila yung tamis ng saving grace ng Panginoon na nai-enjoy niya. Do you feel that to your loved ones? Hoping that they would see and savor Christ sa life nila? Paul is glorifying in the gospel because he was converted by the gospel. And now he is committed to the gospel. But it started sa kanyang conversion. Friends, you will never enjoy a sweet relationship with God if you do not have a relationship with the Son, Jesus Christ. This is the type of people that the gospel produces. The people of the gospel are bold people. The people of the gospel are confident people. The people of the gospel are bold in declaring the truth of the good news of Jesus Christ. Kung titingnan natin sa verse 16, ang pasimula ng sentence si Paul dito ay hindi siya direct imperative. In short, hindi siya direct command. Pero it seems that Paul is implying the truth, the true believers of Christ should not be ashamed of the gospel. Sinabi niya na, I am not ashamed of the gospel, but that's a two-sided coin. So in short, if I'm not ashamed of the gospel, that ako'y Christian, you should not be ashamed of the gospel. No matter how foolish itong mensahe na ito sa pandinig ng mundo. Mga kaibigan, are you tempted to be ashamed of the gospel? Are you tempted to be ashamed on the gospel this week? How many opportunities were passed na nalagpasan natin because of our shame? I'll give you a few scenarios. May isang Kristiyanong OFW na nagbakasyon sa Pilipinas. Baka siya sa Pilipinas, ano nangyari? Pag-uwi niya, nalaman ng kamag-anak, nalaman ng nabalitaan ng kababata, ng kabarkada at kaklase. At usually, kapag nababalitaan ng mga mahal natin sa buhay, ano nangyayari? Reunion. Yun yung nangyayari, di ba? All of a sudden, biglaan may reunion. Kahit wala kang pinlano, biglang pupunta sa bahay mo, reunion ka agad. Sa reunion na iyon, alam niya na hindi na siya kagaya ng dati. Okay? Hindi na siya mabisyo. Iba na ang kanyang pananalita, ang hilig, iba na ang nagbibigay ng kasiyahan sa kanya habang nandun siya sa mga reunion na to. At yung mga kaibigan naman nila, ay ganun pa din. Yung pa din ang pinagkwekwentuhan, yung bata sila, yung pa rin ang pinagtatawanan na jokes na paulit-ulit. Gustong-gusto mo na ma-enjoy din nila ang relasyon na meron ka kay Kristo. Okay? At nung nagkaroon ng oportunidad ang Panginoon para sa kanya na sabihin ang ebanghelyo ni Kristo, eto po ang nangyari. Siya ay nanahimik. At inibang usapan. Bakit? Turns out that she was ashamed of the gospel. May isang Kristiyanong lalaki na nagtatrabaho sa Dubai. Nagkagustuhan sila ng kanyang kaopisinahan na babae. Ilang beses sila nag-date hanggang nagkaigihan na. Okay? Isang araw, tinanong ng babaeng ito kung siya ba ay isang born-again Christian. Naging suspicioso itong mamang ito at naging defensive. At ang tinanong niya bakit mo natanong? At ito ang sinabi ng babae. Agad-agad ang sinabi niya, hindi kasi ako naniniwala na si Kristo ay Diyos. Kung hindi ka aanib sa aming reliyon, tapos na ang relasyon natin ngayon. Ano nangyari sa Kristiyanong mamang ito? Sadly, he became silent. He became silent about this. Hindi na rin siya nagpatuloy sa kanyang iglesia because pinurso niya yung relationship. Turns out, he was ashamed of the gospel. May isa namang Kristiyanong empleyado na nag-break kasama ang kanyang mga katrabaho. Napunta ang usapan sa trahedya ng buhay at may nagtanong patungkol sa Diyos dahil nga nagkakakwentuhan sa break. May kasamaan siya na sa trabaho na bigla-bigla nag-share ng patungkol sa Diyos, nagpatungkol kay Kristo, patungkol sa kalooban ng Panginoon na taliwas sa turo ng Biblia. Dahil sa kaso, itong problema, nagustuhan ng lahat ng mga takapin. Tama yan, tama. Kaso ikaw, itong tao na ito nakakaalam ng katotohanan. Dahil sa lahat ay sumasang-ayon at nagustuhan yung sagot, itong mamang ito ay hindi siya nanahimik. Ang masakit dito, sumang-ayon din. Because why? He was ashamed of the gospel. May mga mangangaral ng salita ng Diyos dahil sa bumababa na yung attendance ng church at lumilipat na sa malalaking churches yung kanilang miyembro, naisipan niyang ibahin na ang focus ng message. Dinamihan ng kwento, dinamihan ng patawa, he started to preach a friendlier gospel. A gospel that does not talk about sin, about God's righteous judgment, but instead, pinokus na lang lagi niya sa sermon niya ay love, at saka giving. Kung mahal mo ang Diyos, give. Yun ang naging focus ng message. This preacher was ashamed of the gospel because he thinks na hindi sapat ang gospel ni Jesus Christ. Christians, how about us? Sa kagustuhan natin na makakilala sa Panginoon yung mga mahal natin sa buhay, anong ginagawa natin? Some of us manipulate. Some of us even bribe to attend to go to church. Some of us even threaten yung mga mahal natin sa buhay, pag hindi ka sa church, kapag hindi mo tatanggapin si Kristo. Friends, when we do that, we're saying the gospel is not sufficient. Thus, we lost our confidence in the gospel. So, we are ashamed. Mga kaibigan, lahat tayo ay guilty dito. There are many ways in which we are tempted to compromise our Christian testimony and to compromise our confidence in the gospel. We should not be ashamed of the gospel because the gospel is not a human invention. It is a divine revelation. It is not a message crafted by man, but it is a message from God that leads people to salvation. Remember, you're not your primary. Pag nagsha-share tayo ng gospel, hindi ho primary yung storya mo, na kinikwento mo. When you share the gospel, you're not sharing your story. Okay? When you share the gospel, you share the greatest story ever told. And that is si Jesus Christ. Maraming nagsasabi, Pastor, pero mahirap mag-share ng gospel kasi nakikita nila yung dati kong buhay. Sabi nila, ikaw kasi ganyan ka dati. Ako pa pinangangaral ako, papunta ka pa lang, pabalik na ako. Alam mo yung mga ganong klaseng katuwiran? Gospel. Tignan mo nga yung buhay, ayusin mo muna yung buhay mo. Sumasama na ugali mo, share ka ng salita ng Diyos. Pag ganyan kapatid, huwag ho kayong manghinaan ng loob. Kasi ang mabuting balita rito, hindi mo naman ang storya mo ang sinishare mo eh. Ang sinishare mo yung buhay ng Panginoon Hesukristo at anong ginagawa niya. That's why our confidence is not in our convincing stories. Our confidence is in the gospel of Jesus Christ, regardless kung paano nila tatanggapin ito. Paul constantly reminds Timothy about this in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about the Lord, or the gospel, nor of me who is in prison, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. The people of the gospel are bold people. The people of the gospel are bold in sharing the gospel. Parang si Paul. Why? Bakit matapang? Bakit ano? It's because there is power. There's power in the gospel. That's number two. The power of the gospel. Ang kapangyarihan ng ebanghelyo. Verse 16, second part. For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greeks. Kung meron isang bagay na madalas ipagmalaki ang Rome, at yan po yung kanilang power o kapangyarihan. Rome was the ultimate power nung time na ito. They've conquered many nations during this time. Their power and might ay kinakatakutan sa lahat ng lugar. Rome's power had changed many lives. It has forced them to subject themselves kay Caesar. Caesar was looked on as a savior and deliverer nung panahon na ito. And here, sa letter na ito, Paul describes the Gospels sa paano paraan? As power. The power of God for salvation. The word power here came from the Greek word dunamus. Dunamus is where we get the word dynamite. Okay? Bagamat ito ay isang kahangalan sa pagdinig ng iba, but this message carries an explosive power of God. Yan po yung message na ito. Now witness ni Paul how the power of God save and transform lives through the gospel. Okay? He has seen the power of the gospel work through other wicked cities. Nakita po niya yan sa Corinth, sa Ephesus, sa Crete, yung pinag-aralan natin sa Titus. Nakita ni Paul yan kung paano nagligtas ang Panginoon ng mga tao. Through the power of the gospel, many were delivered out from darkness and are now in God's wondrous light. Mga kaibigan, sa mga mahal natin sa buhay, sa tingin natin na parang wala na silang pag-asa dahil sa kanilang karebeldean o katigasan ng puso, huwag ho kayong maubusan ng pag-asa. Kasi ang pag-asa ng mga mahal natin sa buhay, ang ebanghelyo ng Panginoon Hesukristo. The message of hope. The gospel message, and listen, the gospel message is the only God-appointed means in order to lead people to salvation. There's no other way, there's no other message that can save someone's soul except through Jesus Christ. Message. There are no other messages, no other means for people to know how to be reconciled to God but through the gospel alone. Kaya napakahalaga po ito na i-share natin. Dapat hindi ho tayo pawardi-wardi, hindi tayo nagre-relax-relax po. Kasi kaluluwa ng mga tao nakataya ho dito. Salvation here, sa verse 16 means deliverance or being saved from something. So, ang tanong po dito, the gospel is saving us from what? Saving us from what? Saan? Well, first of all, let me mention three of many. Three things. Saves us from our guilt. It saves us from our guilt. Hindi po ito yung feeling guilty. Oh, sige, pag may gospel na, tinanggap ko yung ebanghelyo ng Panginoong Kristo, hindi na ako magiging feeling guilty. Hindi po yung feeling guilty. Yung standing natin na guilty tayo sa harap ng isang banal na Diyos. Sa harap ng isang banal na Diyos, lahat ng mga kasalanan natin, guilty tayo sa harapan niya. Yun yung standing natin sa Panginoon. When we hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, it saves us through yung guilt standing natin. Second, it saves us from the pollution of sin. Ang kasalanan po corrupts everything sa ating buhay. And it dominates us so that we long for things that are self-destructive, displeasing sa harapan ng Diyos. And God redeems us from that pollution in salvation. That's why when Jesus Christ died on the cross, He saved us from this pollution. Third, He saves us from our sin's slavery. Yung pagiging alipin po natin sa kasalanan, may kapakawalan kapag niligtas ni Kristo. Sin makes you really, really love sin. It enslaves you. Look at the second part of verse 16. To the Jews, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now, yung ibig sabihin po nito, the gospel was first given to the Jews. Sila ang chosen people, parang mga custodians of God's revelation. At ang lahi nila ang pinili ng Panginoon na kung saan lalabas ang mismo si Kristo, ang tagapagligtas ng mundo. Pero hindi po naihinto dito sa mga Jews. This message is for everyone irrespective ng kanilang ethnicity or background. Salvation will come to anyone who believes. Friends, this is more than just an intellectual assent or whether you believe it to be true or not. The question is, do you trust that the message of the gospel will lead you to salvation? Yun ang tanong. Do you trust that Christ is the only way for you to be reconciled to God the Father? I'm not asking, do you know? I'm not asking, do you believe? Kasi I can know and I can believe without trusting. I know there's a chair. I believe that's a chair, but I will not sit on that as a chair. Does that make sense? You may believe na may Jesus Christ. You may know na may Jesus Christ. But have you trusted your life to Jesus Christ? When you trust your life to Jesus Christ, you are now removing yung dati mong life na nai-enjoy mo and binibigay mo sa Kanya ngayon. Salvation will come to anyone who believes. Do you trust that Christ is the only way for salvation? The gospel is to be preached to all nations, kagaya ng sinabi ni Jesus Christ sa Matthew 28. Mga kaibigan, if we claim to have a glorious and powerful message, then there should be an urgency in us in sharing this to everyone. Kung sa tingin mo mahalaga at importante yan, dapat may urgency tayo i-share yung mabuting balita na yan. We must go. We must go and preach the gospel dito sa Dubai. We must go to the person who you commute with every day in the metro and in the bus. Papansin nyo ba, every day, halos punta kayo opisina, mayroon mga, hindi naman kayo nag-uusap, pero halos yung spot na tinatayo mo sa metro, siya pa rin yung nakikita mo. I mean, ba, di mo kaibiganin. Why not share sa bus? Nagbibigay, baka, hindi ko naman po. Sharean mo. Share the gospel to them. Go. Go preach the gospel to the cashier. Yung cashier sa Lulu, nakilala mo na, nakinakamusta mo na, eh, kamusta na yung anak mo. Put the gospel sa conversation. Share the gospel sa mga tao sa West Zone. Yung pinagkikiluhan mo ng mga gulay. Di ba? Minsan galit pa tayo. Why too much long? Kausapin mo. Share the gospel. Yeah? Share the gospel pag pupunta ka ng Carrefour. Yung pag iiwan mo yung bag mo, magkaroon ka ng conversation kagad. Sa Spanish. Gusto mo medyo social. Sa Spanish. Pagpupunta ka sa fish market, ayaw mo magpahawak. Di ikaw sa hawakan mo. Sige, kaya kwentuhan tayo. Share mo ng gospel. Dapat ganun yung enthusiasm natin, yung energy natin. Go and preach the gospel to your colleagues. Your employers, your friends. Friends, the nations are right here. Let's do our part. They must hear the gospel because the gospel has a purpose, which is number three and last. The purpose of the gospel, ang layunin ng Ebanghelyo, verse 17. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. One of the main purposes why Paul is unashamed to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ is because it reveals the righteousness of God. Now, maraming theologians ang nalilito kung anong, o hindi sila magkasundo kung ano yung ibig sabihin ng the righteousness of God revealed. Now, ano ba ang ibig sabihin nito? Now, this could mean several things, and I'll mention you three reasons or explanations na binigay ng mga theologians. One would say the righteousness of God could mean God's attribute or character. Example, God is a righteous God, and that can be true. Second, some people would say the righteousness of God dito sa verse na to could also mean God's righteous acts. In short, yung God's wondrous deeds, as mentioned sa Psalms. I mean, God is a righteous God, that's why ginawa niya to. Or number three, the righteousness of God dito sa verse na to could mean, and this is where I am convinced na the passage is saying, that God's righteousness is imputed to anyone who believes. That's where I want to land yung aking convictions. So the passage I believe is saying that the righteousness of God revealed dito means God's righteousness is given to anyone who believes. Now, ano ang ibig sabihin po neto? Let me quote one late theologian, ang pangalan niya si R.C. Sproul. Righteousness is a gift from God to His people, a status by which He regards us as just before Him. Paul indicates in Romans chapter 3, 21 to 26, that righteousness is the Lord's gift to believers. The righteousness of God is for all who believe. Sa harap ng isang banal na hukom, tayo lahat ay guilty sa ating kasalanan. We are all declared guilty sa harapan ng Panginoon. And there is nothing that we can do para tayo mapawalang sala sa ating mga nagawang kasalanan. That is why this holy judge sent His Son who lived a sinless life that we could not. He offered Himself as a sacrifice on the cross to be judged by God the Father in our place, and was raised to life for our justification. That's why po sa end ng verse 17, si Paul kinote niya yung Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Naalala niyo yung series natin ng Habakkuk, The Righteous Shall Live by Faith? Kinote ni Paul niyan dito. Sabi niya, the righteous shall live by faith. Now, ano ibig sabihin nito? Ba't kinote ito ni Paul kay Habakkuk? So, ito ang ibig sabihin ni Paul po dito. This means that those who put their faith in Christ's finished work on the cross is justified. Those who put their faith in Jesus Christ will be saved. Yun po ang ibig sabihin nun. Na hindi na sila guilty sa harapan ng Diyos. Friends, this is one of the main purposes why we share the gospel, so that people would stop trusting in their self-righteousness, in order for them to be at peace with God. That's why we should not be ashamed of the gospel. Ito po ang katotohanan. All of us struggle with shame. And we'll do everything just to avoid na mapahiya. The problem is shame goes way back sa Genesis chapter 3. Nung si Adam and Eve rebelled against God. And when they have rebelled against God, God was walking in the coolness of the day of the garden. God said, Adam, where are you? And he said, I am hiding kasi ako ay naked. Shame. There was shame. When there's sin, there is shame. Paano magkaroon ng kalayaan dito? Sin, friends, if there is sin, there's always shame. Maybe here today, and there are deep, dark secrets sa buhay mo that nobody knows. And you are so hesitant to share it even to your loved ones. Why? Because of shame. That's why you're living in darkness. You're trying to be someone you are not. That's why you look okay from the outside, but feeling mo nabubulok ka na from the inside. So, Pastor, paano nagkaroon ng kalayaan si Paul from shame? Kasi si Paul, di ba, parang hindi nahihiya. Because Paul's basis ng freedom niya sa shame ay hindi bumigay sa mga tao para hindi siya mapahiya. Okay, pag sinel ko tong gospel, para hindi ako mapahiya, bibigay ko yung gusto nila. And that's how we do it. That's our coping method. Para hindi tayo mapahiya, sige, magsusot ako ng magandang baro. Para hindi ako mapahiya, hindi na lang ako magsasalita. Para hindi ako mapahiya, siguro magbibigay ako ng ambag kahit hindi ko kaya. Para hindi ako mapahiya, do you see this? Yun yung coping method. Pero si Paul, ano ang kanya? How does he set himself free from shame? This is how he set himself free from shame. His basis ng freedom ng kanyang shame is the gospel. Pastor, you need to unpack that. Of course. John Piper said, the gospel does do two things. It brings out shaming behavior in those who will not believe. Sa mga hindi maniniwala, pahihiyain kanila. But it gives freedom from shame to those who believe. End quote. Jesus was abandoned by his friends. He was betrayed by loved ones. He was falsely accused of heresy. He was whipped, beaten, spat at, stripped naked, nailed at the cross. He was shamed. That's why the cross is yung pinakamalupit na public execution na pwede gawin ng Rome, because it will shame you. You are out in display, not your glory, but your whole nakedness. You are the sinners of sinner. Anong ginawa ni Jesus Christ sa kanyang shame? Hebrews chapter 12, 2 answers that. For the joy that is set before him, endured the cross, which was shame, despising shame, endured the cross by despising shame, and sat at the right hand of the Father. When Jesus was shamed, he did not abandon God's will. When Jesus was shamed, he did not abandon God. When Jesus was shamed, hindi niya kinahiya ang Panginoon. Kagaya natin. What did he do? In fact, on the cross, while he was carrying our guilt, he was also carrying our shame. Yung mga bagay na kinahihiya mo. He is not ashamed because he knows God the Father will raise him up from the dead. He is not ashamed because God is greater than my sin. He is not ashamed because his hope, his security, his identity is wala sa opinion ng tao kung hindi nasa Diyos Ama. When Jesus Christ died on that cross, he carried all of our sin and shame, buried on the third day, has risen from the dead, sat at the right hand of the Father, victorious. Those who repent from our sins. If you're struggling with sin, nakakapagod po, lalo na kung tinatago mo, set yourself free. Repent from it. Talikuran mo. Isuko mo na. Ilagay mo ang inyong pananampalataya kay Kristo bilang Diyos at tagapagligtas. You will have freedom. As Christians, this is the hope that we have, the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you are a true Christian, you should not be ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God in which he reveals his righteousness. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for freedom in Christ. Lord, naalala namin yung mga nagawa namin, mga mali, mga kasalanan, mga bagay na we're not proud of, Lord, na tinatago-tago namin. Nung niligtas nyo kami, Panginoon, wala na yan lahat. We know that you have paid for our sins. We know you have taken our shame. We know na wala na yung identity namin sa mga past mistakes, sa mga opinion ng mga tao about us, kung hindi nasa inyo na po. Thank you for such freedom. I pray, Father, that this gospel that saved us, this gospel of Jesus Christ that transformed us, will be the very heartbeat ng aming buhay. I pray, Father, as we go out, we would not be having lack confidence in the gospel, but have full confidence in the gospel as we declare it to our loved ones. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.